Parshas Bahar v'Chukosai, as we've said a number of times over the last few weeks, this period of time between Pesach and Shavuos is a time of preparation. It is a time of moving upwards, of changing oneself from the level of Mitzrayim, a level where we are far from the Kadosh Baruch Hu, to a level of holiness, of Kedusha, of coming close to Him, in order to be able to be mekabel the Torah. In fact, the lashon of the Zohar is that that the person who says bechol dor v'dor chayiv adam liros es asmo ki hu yotzei mi Mitzrayim. Every generation, you have to look as if you're leaving Mitzrayim. Tehainu shebechol dor chayiv adam liros she yotzei hu atzmo mi Mitzrayim ulehesapech, that he himself is coming out of Mitzrayim, ulehesapech, and to turn, to change, from the bechira of an uber b'memei behema, as if you're coming out of a womb of an animal, to a bechira of Adam, to a understanding of becoming a man. So the whole idea of this period of time is also to remove the various levels of tumah from that we've been involved with. The question I just want to ask, I haven't seen this asked, but just a thought. It's 7 weeks between Pesach and Shavuos. We count the 7 weeks. Many reasons are given besides what is stated explicitly in the Torah. Some of them is because the 7 levels of Tumah, and the 7 times the 7 levels, how to get to 49, the 7 weeks. Between the period of Rosh Chodesh Elul and Yom Kippur is also, but there is only 40 days. We received Matan Torah on Shavuos. The Luchos were broken on Shavuos or Betamas. And then Moshe, after Davening, goes up, and we have another 40 days until the second set of Luchos is given in Yom Kippur. So just a simple question I'd like to understand, and maybe we could come to a certain understanding of Pshat. Why is it that at first we were required to have the 7 weeks, and then the second time only 40 days? So I'd like to begin with understanding also something in the Haggadah. We say, Ilu kiradnu lifnei har Sinai velo nosam lanu es haTorah dayenu. If you had brought me to the Har Sinai and you didn't give me the Torah as dayenu, it's a famous question Rishonim, Achronim ask. So what's the good of coming to Har Sinai if we're not receiving the Torah? So I first want to begin with an understanding from the Eish Kodesh on the Pasuk in Balosa Ufanisi, in Bechukosai, Ufanisi Aleichem, I will turn towards you. V'freisi eschem, v'herbeisi eschem, all the brachas that we have if we follow the ways of the Kadosh Baruch Hu. V'kimosi es brisi eschem, ani Hashem lekechem, asher otzeisi eschem, eres Mitzrayim. Miyos lehem avodim. So last week the Eish Kodesh gave a pshat of Anilu Dodi v'Dodi Li. He gives a different pshat this week. Mitzchila kisha Anilu Dodi v'Dodi Li. In Shir HaShirim we say, Ani l'dei, I'm to my beloved, and my beloved is for me. Sha'al yedei hatshuka shalanu sha'ani l'dodi. The tshuka, the desire that we have l'dodi for my beloved. Hu yisparach miskarev eleinu. So the Kadosh Baruch Hu, kaviyachol, comes closer to us. Lachein rakifi erech hayichol shalanu, and therefore, in our preparation, in our walking towards the Kadosh Baruch Hu, our abilities, limshoch, hiskarvus alukusa yisparach, ke'erach zed nimshach lono. As much as we're putting into it, that's how much the Kadosh Baruch Hu is putting into it. We're going to go 5 steps, the Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to come, kaviyachu, 5 steps. Avol kishenosin ish Yisrael etz am atzmo, pam ushtayim elav yisparach. But when the Jew constantly, once or twice, third and fourth, again and again puts himself into this relationship, and then the chukaso, the desire of the Kadosh Baruch Hu for us, in mis oreres, it is reborn, it's re-enlightened. Va'oz na'aseh, va'alai chukaso. Because if you look at Shir Hashim, the first time, the second time, anila dodi v'dodi li, and then finally in Perek Zayin, it says, anila dodi va'alai chukaso. I am for my beloved, va'alai, and on top of me is his chukah. Hatshuka, the desire, shalom, him shimcha shalom ayidei hatshuka shalom bavad. So unlike the first psukim, which seemed to show that the manner which we approach God is the way God approaches me, v'zeshuk, but here it seems to be different in this pasuk. V'alai tshuka, so on top of me is his tshuka. Zeshuk hasav alai v'lo eli, should have said, to me, right? Anila dodi b'dodi li, or eli, to me. Now what do you mean, all, on top of me? Bilvad kamayim haponim lefi yicholti. Rak ali, what do you mean, on top of me, hayosi gadol memeni? On top of me means that is greater than me. V'lo tshukosu bilvad yosi gadol, not only his tshuka is greater than me, Ragam ani miskadel yosem asmosai. I myself now grow, become greater than I was before. Kibun she'osi hu yisparach mishtokek b'tshuka hagadola memeni, niskadel ani lamala me'etzem shali. Since the tshuka which God now has for me, the love which God has for me, the love which God now is, and it says, Kavyach l'shchina rests upon me, I become greater. V'efshe zehu ha'inyin sha'amah Rabbi Akiva. Kol yamai ha'gisi mitzta'er la'posik zeh b'chol nafshecha. And this is perhaps what Rabbi Akiva meant to say. That my entire day, when he was dying, Mesiras Nefesh, or Kiddush Hashem, when the Rabbi Akiva said, "Kol yamai ha'yisim," my whole life I was sad. Apasik zeh b'chol nafshecha, I wasn't able to accomplish b'hatas Hashem alakecha b'chol levavecha b'chol nafshecha. B'chol nafshecha, I'm willing to have mesiras nefesh. Afilu notelus nishmascha amarti masai yavo lidei b'akimen. When will it happen? When can that point happen that I'll be able to be mesiras nefesh? So the Eish Kodesh asks, why are you upset? Why are you sad? Im kidei la'asos ratzon Hashem. If what you're trying to do is to ratzon the desire of Hashem, hayim ekayim ratzon Hashem, b'toras tefillah mitzvahs. God gave you the ability to do all this with Torahs and mitzvahs, and that's what's required. Vafilim zos mitzvah hayoseh gedola, and even if this is a great mitzvah mikol makom kishelo on Hashem asal yado, so but if it didn't come to your hand, rak mitzvahs vavodas acheres onelo lamin stira. So why should you be upset? Not everyone has the opportunity, and they're not given the opportunity. It means the ruts on Hashem is that He's not giving you this opportunity. Ulefi had niskele el efsher. Kivin Sherebi Yekiva Omer Besof Mishnayis Yoma. Ashreichem Yisrael Lifni Mi Atem Metaharim. Happy are you, Klal Yisrael. In front of who are you Metahir? Umi Metahir Eschem. And who is the one who is Metahir you? Avichem Shebashamayim. Shemetchila HaYisrael Metahir Es Atzmo. Ve'oz Hashem Metahir also. First, Klai Yisrael metahar themselves, and then Hashem is metahar you. Upol kol kach Hashem yikacha v'yitar v'bechinas v'alai chukaso. And in that tahara, in that act, alai chukaso, on top of me, is his beloved, is his response. Niskadel Rabbi Yekiva kol kach, Yosef me'atz, and notice Rabbi Yekiva himself, who had such a tshuka, such a desire to come closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu, he himself kept on growing. Ad shehoyim mishtokek la'avoda hagadol mimenu, until his desire, notice his greater desire for the Zavodas Hashem became even greater than him. And that lifted him up. L'mesiras nefesh ad shehoyim mitzar ad shelo boi liyado. In other words, in his avodas Hashem, as his greater desire went to Hashem, then Hashem came upon him and became greater than he was before. And on that new level, he now wants to be able to get to a different level of mesiras nefesh. V'yod nir mazlanu b'zeh kol yamai. Ki regon v'gam shoz tovo sheish echol ish Yisrael. What do you mean kol yamai? There, every person has good points, some great hours, moments. Ava Rabbi Akiva Ramas Kol Yemei Avodoso Hatova Gam Hatshuka L'Mesiras Nefesh Lo Rak Bergam Shoz Haisa Ach Kol Yemei. His entire life, he worked on himself to come closer and closer to God. V'es Ani L'Dodi Tzorecha Ish L'Tein B'Chol Dover. And a man, a Jew, has to all the time put in the Ani L'Dodi. Reishas Kol Shei Kayim HaTorah U'Mitzvos. B'machshava dibor u'maisa. Firstly, a person has to be mekayim the Torah and the mitzvahs in thought, dibor, in speaking, and in actions. V'gam sheyeda shezehu ikaru v'tachliso, and he has to know, this is your whole purpose in life. Sheyikayim haTorah u'mitzvos, v'yeh Yisrael v'azeh baruch Hashem. That God, he will be mekayim the Torah and the mitzvahs, and to be a Jew, and that's why God created the world, and that's why God created you. We're not talking about the individual, the Torah, not only that in the person, his whole life can be dedicated to Torah, Torah, umnaso. He sits in kolal all day. Even someone who has to work all day, and only a certain amount of days he can work in Torah and Tefillah. Gam kein yichol avodas Hashem b'Torah Tefillah liyos tachliso. He too, his avodas Hashem can be, that's his tachlis. Ve'le yitain his kol atzmuso. Ki halo ha'ish mevla rak kisho b'chol ha'me'esa es b'achiloso. Even the person becomes full, because he eats just little times here and there. Even though he's not eating the whole day, he's working on other things, but he's still full. And that's how we have to, in our avodas Hashem, in our avoda, when we work hard, in our tshuka to the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And especially when we're going through tzaros, tzrichim ladash, tzrichim anali Yeshua seinu shalatzmenu, lo b'tura noshim levad. We shouldn't look at ourselves as only as Jews, levad b'tura Yehuda, as man, but as Jews. Va'kol bo yisparo toli b'lti yisparo chen hoshia. And everything is for Hashem. So again, what he's saying is that we shouldn't look. It's this idea. It's not just for a Rebbe Akiva. It's for every individual. Every individual, even one who spends so much time and most of his day is spent not in Torah Vavoda, but he has to work and has to go to the office. But your desires, this is for you also. That what you do in your desires, those moments when you have the ability to perform mitzvahs, which is really all that, but performances, that will change you. It's that shuka is what brings you closer to the Kadosh Baruch Hu. At the end of Bechukos, after the Tochacha, we're talking about Erechin. We're trying to figure, what is the person worth? And it's very novel. A Zachar is worth one thing, a Nekeva, how old you are, how young are you, how do you put a price tag? How do you put a price tag on an individual? The answer is you're not. But what we're showing is in this price tag is that you think, oh, if I'm not worth, if I'm not priceless, if I'm not an individual who's like a gadol hadar, then what can I do? What can I accomplish? No, Erchin, you're worthwhile. Even a pruta is meaning to say every action you do is worth something. Everything you do can bring you closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And that's all that God can ask of every individual. And that's all we ask of ourselves, to grow in Torah, to grow in Avodah and Chesed. But what the Eish Kodesh is saying is as your tshuka comes closer, your desire to come closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu, you yourself undergo like a metaphysical change, a greater individual. Uchisha Ish Yisraeli Nosin Es Asmo Elov Yisparach, Os Poave Olai Tshukaso. When you are Avodas Hashem, it's with pure makshava, a greater desire to come to God. That itself is not that he simply comes closer to you, comes on top of you, he raises you up. Va'alai, l'malam imena shagam anu misgadlam umetaylam beruchanis begufanis. That we grow in ruchnius. Lochein haposuk, Omer betchila ufanisi alechem. I will turn towards you. Alechem bechinas panisi, kemayim haponim, alponim kefi atzmechem. And after that, yes, first I will look, it will be like, as much as you come to me, I come to you. But at the end, Messiah, va'olecheschem komimus. Shagam atem tiskal, you will then become greater. And perhaps this is the beginning of an answer to understand that what is the difference? It means when we came to Har Sinai, that idea that we already grew to a certain level, that we're never going to go back to that lower level. We're already in the level of a Yisrael. And a level of a Yisrael of our tshuka, our desire to come to the Kadosh Baruch Hu, was so intense. Some of the Mefarshim explain, what does that mean? We were able to receive the Vua because we came to that level of idea. That's the whole idea, as the Raivan says. Now we became like Malochim. And growing to us, that required the 7 weeks. That required the removal of the tumah. That required us that the working and the tshuka to build to a certain point, to change ourselves to a level, to change ourselves to a point that we remain on this metaphysical change, on this higher level, to in order to be right to Kabbalah Satorah. The Nesiva Shalom, talking about this pasuk that we just mentioned, about Rabbi Akiva, sorry, not the pasuk. Rabbi Akiva says, "Ashreichem Yisrael, lifnei mi atem etaharem. Lifnei mi atem etaharem, mi metahar eschem avichem shebashamayim. In front of whom?" So the Nesiva Shalom says, "Bechidusho she Rabbi Akiva, Ashreichem Yisrael, lifnei mi atem etaharem. In front of who are you metahar Yisrael? Tzarek lomar." Mam yuchod b'tarisha ashreichem hi lifnei Hashem. What is unique about this tara in front of God? Yes, ashar in yanim and mitzvos. Why is this any different than all the other mitzvos that we do? Eli dihinei omru chazal. Nefesh hachotos b'matis chaper. The nefesh that is a chote, what are you getting to, how are you going to do kapara? The nefesh is like a body. You cut off an arm, it's not going to grow back. That's how your nefesh, how should you look at your nefesh? The eva ruchani. The limb, the spiritual limb that you cut off. Look at the Hakdama. Look at the Hakdama of the Mishnah Berurah, the Hilchos Shabbos. He speaks that every issur that we do is, in a sense, that part of the body falls off in Olam, in before Tchias, it falls off, and when there's Tchias HaMesim, that Shuvah is required, otherwise you come back without that part. However, the inyan, the power of tshuva, that the Jew has, and the power of tahara, who al day shebiyanu Hashem ha'agada ve'yotiyenu Hashem alakenim b'mitzrayim. This is what we said, but we spoke in the Haggadah. Lo ayidei malach, v'lo ayidei saraf, v'lo ayidei shliach ala kadosh baruch hu b'chvodo v'yatzmo. Shelech ora maya inin amyucha b'zesh ha'kadosh baruch hu b'chvodo v'atzmo v'otiyenim b'mitzrayim. What is unique? What is so special? Why did the Kaddish Baruch Hu have to take us out? Elu l'fisha ya'oz kitshrog shahalolu v'halol ovdei avodah zara. Because the Malachim is saying, what are you doing? Why are you taking out Klal Yisrael? They're avodah zara, they're avodah zara. V'raka Kaddish Baruch Hu hiodeya talumos leiv l'fonav goloi ke'en dim yibin halolu halolu. Only the Kaddish Baruch Hu can realize, can look into our hearts and to realize there is a difference. Ki kashe Yehudi chote libo shoseis dam al hisrachsu b'Hashem Yisbarach. When a Jew is a chote, even if it's subconscious, he doesn't even realize it. He's bleeding that he separated himself from the Kadosh Baruch Hu. V'rag she'eni yachol la'amo b'fnei godel hisgabrus ha'yetzar olav. He just can't overcome his yetzar. V'il b'pnim is nafsho eni chote klal. But inside of him, that nishmas elokus is not a chote. V'ein halolo ovdei avodah zarah. V'etzem she'yehudi kodesh v'tahara chelek aluka mimal. The etzem, the ikar, the center of a Jew, is kadosh and is tahor. V'zos yodeya raka kadosh baruch hu b'chvodo v'atman. Only God knows that. V'zesh enisav ayutiyenu Hashem lo ayidei malach. Shehamalach eni yodeya talumos v'eni yochol lahavin lev yudi. Even a malach can't understand the Jewish heart, the Jewish center. V'yaldez avaldas zeb yarno. Nashikazav lahu yibid ovam b'yakov. V'lo ro'a omo b'yisrael Hashem alikav himo. What does it mean, Leyukenet, that he did not see an Ovon B'Yakov, an Omo B'Yisrael, anything, a Bamum? Shel Chora Tamura, Omer Lohi Bid Ovon B'Yakov? Ma Shayach Eta HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does that mean? El Perish Lohi Bid Ovon B'Yakov, Hu B'Nei Shashem Elokav Imo. Why? Because God is with him. Shad HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yodeya. Talumos yode kanisha elakavimo. Many says with meanings, I know their real desire. I know that shuka from within. How much they desire to come to me. Even if they can't because the Yetzirah stops them. That was the message again of the Sne Einenu Ukal. That was a message that Kadosh Baruch Hu was trying to explain to Moshe Rabbeinu. I know that their neshama, that Jewish neshama, that nishmas elokus, that divine neshama that they have, is one that is desiring to come closer and closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Something stops them. Shigam b'shashu chote libo nikra l'gzarim al Hashem Yisrachim Kadosh Baruch Hu. Even their rechote, their heart is destroyed, is ripped apart. Ve'enu kagoy hachote. It's not dissimilar like a Gentile who's a sinner. Umamali called to Uzos, Alkein lo hibid oven b'yakov lo ra'a omo b'Yisrael. Why? Because Hashem elokav imo b'shas hachet. Why? Because God is with you even b'shas hachet. V'lachatom ke'elo lo hibid ha'kadosh baruch hu oven b'yakov. V'zeru peres ashreichem Yisrael lifnei mi atem etaharim. That's what it means. Lifnei mi atem etaharim. You're a matarim for the kadosh baruch hu. Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba'atma ha'yodeya talumos, he knows, he understands what's going on, and he knows that your desire is to come closer, despite your actions. Shehu avichem, he is your father. The Yodeo Maka Levi Hudi Shapnimus Navsho Gam Bishasachet Sok Libo Lashem. Even at that time when you were a chote, he recognized the Jewish heart desiring to come to God. Vizel Mati Isa Bezor Hakodesh Godel Avas Hashem Yisrael. That's what it means when the Zohar says, great is the love of God for Bnei Yisrael, Ki Kodesh Baruch Hu Yodeya Eshorish Nishmaso Shel Yehudi. Ukamama Hamaron Ben Lechuvitz Shekashe Yehudi Roi She Hamuna Shelo Eina Behira. When a Jew sees that his Amuna, his belief, is not Bahar, is not enlightened, it's not crystal clear. Yeda, you should know, Sheba Emes Hu Mamin Elo Sheha Elosha Avim Machasim is Or Hamuna. You should know that he is a Baal Mamin. Anu Maminim B'nei Maminim. But what? The clouds surround him. Hainu Sheyesh Avim Chitzonim Hamachasim Umabalbalim Achba Panimus HaNefesh. These outside factors confuse him. Umikoach Hagilui Hazeh Amar Roshim BaYochai Yochai Ani Levtaras Kol Olam Min Adim. I could be Potter the whole world from Adim. V'lo Nir Asa HaKeshav Keshav B'Imav, and they wouldn't see the rainbow. V'bnei Shemrei Meshuv Hagila Es Koach HaNefesh Yehudi. Shebe Omek Pinimius Nafshu Kosh Yehudi L'Hashem Yisbarach. Uvechol Yehudin nimtza chelek hatov. Every Jew has a chelek. That's the pshat. The second time when he comes out and he sees a Jew running to do mitzvahs, he finally realizes, it comes that realization. It's not just a gadol hadar who's kula l'Torah. Every Jew has a certain insight within him, that nefesh, that desire to come closer to the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Take the Eish HaKodesh. Then when you come closer to Kodesh Baruch Hu, you become greater. And the Nesiv HaShalom, who's mentioning the Fnei Mi'at Temetarim, because why the Kodesh Baruch Hu can see inside your heart, your neshama. I want to move to a Meshach Chachma and to bring this together with a different idea. The Meshach Chachma is addressing the fact that we go into Golus constantly. V'af gam b'kon in the pasuk in Genim b'chukosai gaf gam zos be'yosam be'eretz aveyan. Even when you're going to be in lands of your enemies, lo ma'astam. I'm not going to despise you. Lo ga'altam leklosam lehafer brisi. It's not. I'm not destroying my bris with you. Kani Hashem elokeichem. We have to understand a little bit on the Darche Hashgacho HaElyona, Ma Yuchalav, what to understand. Why? What is with Golus? Ki kasheh gazra hachachmo ha'elyona she Yisrael yisnodu d'bartos. When God sends us into these different lands. Shonim rabos ma'od ma'od. Ad azman, until the point, ashechacha hamater ha'elokit. We stay there forever. Chashva ofanim. And what do? At one point, we want to become, the Rav used to talk about in confrontation, the difference in ger v'toshav. We do want to become a ger. We are a ger. We want to remain separate, but we also want to become toshav. We want to be accepted. However, the Chachamim, knowing our desire to become a Toshav, it's natural. They created so many halachas to make sure that we remain as Geirim. Yayin Esach. Right? So many of the takanas that were given to us, that's the Pasakim, small takanas to try to keep us remain separately. Hani Harishon, the first time Hamora Derech Melamed Roshe Uma, who taught us this first? Avinu Hazoken Yaakov. Asher Ra'ah Asher Yikar Al Sana Bachrus Hayom. He saw what's going to happen in the end of days. Choshev Shem Im Yeshivim Ish Begoy Chosek V'Amis Mitzrayim Lefnim. He saw, look, imagine his children, the Shivim Nefesh. They're so strong. They were such great tzaddikim. Halo Yisbalu Lo V'Yisbatlu Achar B'Rivuos Ravava. They too. They could have been lost. And they were lost. They came to up to the 49th level. Chishav Tachbulu V'Eitza Shabana V'Yumin Tziyonim Sham B'Vigdehem U'V'Shmosam. But they should wear different clothing, different names, speak a different language, small little things. And if he would have been buried there, they would have given up on Eretz Yisrael. They would have been happy. This is my place. And Mitzrayim. In the end, that would have been your homeland. And therefore, what did he do? Ki lo yezera Avram rachelik achad me'am Yisrael. L'chem tziva b'chol oz l'kvor oso be'eretz Kanan. So he said, you have to bury me back in Eretz Yisrael, in Eretz Kanan. Because he knew the potential, the desire to become a toshav, the toshav to the point that you'll forget your past. Halach has come of a coma over the generations. The Meshech Chochma goes on to explain that's why we're sent from sometimes from land to land to land. Why? In order to bring out the best within us again. To bring out that tshuka, to bring out the desire to come closer to the Kadosh Baruch Hu and not be satisfied in the land wherever we're found. And then he goes on, and that's what it means of a zen nikva ben nefesh ban of kisho tavoi l'shtokek el eretz avosehem. So I always created within us, it's a kavua, a desire to have a natural desire to go back to Eretz Yisrael. Because l'chashiv atzmam kigerim. B'zen, that's what it means, v'yogar sham melamish lo yored Yaakov avin l'shtakeya elo lo gursham. I don't want to live here, just to come. I'm going to be a ger. I don't want to become a toshav here. But that was what Avram was saying. Ger v'toshav. The Rav explained there is a difference. There's a ger. We have to be unique. We're separate. We're not like the Umas HaOlam. Toshav? Toshav means we're a member of humanity. We have a desire. We have an obligation to help humanity. But to also remain separate. And then he says something which is beautiful. Umize lomdo gedole ha'uma v'roshem Ezra v'anshe k'neset ha'gdola shegodru v'siyon ha'umos b'yudches davar lehibadu min ha'goyim b'chol darchehim. To separate us. That's what the yudches davarim sheyedu Yisrael ki hu achsanoi v'ger ba'oros nachriya. We remain separate. Perish calls the man shalabo hagoi yisa shibin malchias avi bo hamavasa wa omi takeuf yavo lo yuvalu. Vihine, and I shall tell you further, me'ez hayos Yisrael begoyim berabos hashan in so many years. It doesn't make sense. How do we survive? How are we able to survive? And we never forgot Eretz Yisrael. And the answer he gives, because this Loma Asta means, I know that you're being punished, you've been going from country to country. There are times he says you were sitting in a place for hundreds of years. Elsewhere he refers to Berlin, he refers to those who say, Berlin was there, Yerushalayim. Golas, sometimes things happen to us to remind us who we are and to bring us closer to God. That's a Loma Astam. It's not because I'm not despising you. I want you to remember to come back to me. It occurred to me one of the arguments that the Satmar Rebbe had against the Hakamas of Medina was inconceivable, impossible to understand. How could the Yeshua come from people who were so far away from Torah? So far away from mitzvahs. Theodor Herzl didn't even think, he was happy to go to Madagascar, not to go to Eretz Yisrael. He didn't even have this tshuka. He didn't have this desire to be part of Eretz Yisrael. So how could this have been, how could they have been the individuals to bring us back? How could the idea have come from them? So I would like to say as follows. 2 points. First, let's go back to what we said until now. We said that as much as the Eish HaKodesh says prior to Har Sinai, we had such a tshuka, such a desire to come closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu, that when you have that desire, Olai ani l'dodi, Olai tshuka, so on me I grow. Bnei Yisrael grew; they became greater. The Rav Soloveitchik, when he explained that, that's why we did Geirus again. They were already had a Geirus. Now we have a Geirus again because we and go to mikvah. Because each time you go to mikveh, is because you're raising yourself to another metaphysical level. That's the reason why we go to mikveh on Erev Rosh Hashanah and Erev Yom Kippur. Unlike the other Shlosh Regalim, which that is based on the custom, because you would go to mikveh before you would go into Yerushalayim to be makriv korbanos. Here you're doing it because you're going to a higher level, higher and higher level. And then you accept the idea of the Nesiva Shalom, which she says quite often, that the Jewish heart, and so many Svarim they say this, is not Dafka Nesiva Shalom, the Rav said this, many, many Rishonim and Achronim in different ways, all different, but the Balatanya writes this over and over, that Nefesh Elokus is never lost, that desire to come to Kadosh Baruch, yes, there are many who don't even see it, they can't feel it, but it's there. Every Jew, even a Theodor Herzl, he may not have realized it, but the neshama within him had a desire to come closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu. But I wanted to say a second point. Every midah has a bad midah within it. I truly believe that we as Orthodox Jews, or Frum Jews, Torah Jews, we see everything in the hands of Kadosh Baruch Hu. Rabbi Chanan Wasserman says, "V'im bezosel tishmu li, v'halachta alachta imi keri." If you're going to go to with me, be keri. I mean, once in a while, however you feel, v'halachta imachem bechamas keri. There'll be such a keri. There'll be such anger at you. What does that mean? You think everything's by happenstance? Shay, it's not by happenstance. It's true. However, Torah Jews, we look to find, and we find because of this, we look to find the Yad Hashem in everything. And we look to see the greatness of the Yad Hashem in everything. And today you're able to see more and more by example. You're in America. You have a Lakewood and Borough Park and Williamsburg. You have the five towns. There's so much Torah. America has given us so much, the ability to be Ovid Hashem on a level that even our parents weren't able to. And throughout the centuries, with the great yeshivas that we had in Europe, Yeshiva Volozhin and Panovich, all these great yeshivas. There comes a point in the sense we see ourselves as a ger, but we also see ourselves as a greater toshav. Comes a Theodor Herzl. He doesn't see himself as a toshav. Why? He had no connection to the Kodesh Baruch Hu. He wanted to be a citizen in Achinami. He didn't want to be a ger at all. He wanted to be purely a toshav. And many of the early Zion, they want to be purely a toshav. We wanted to be accepted. Imagine if Russia and Europe, that would have been anti-Semitism, oh, Come, join us. That was the idea of the reform. We'll be part of the entire world. We'll become finally citizens of the world. Halavai. There's no reason to be a ger anymore. Theodor Herzl, therefore, he wanted to be a Toshav. But he saw Toshav was unreal. Would never be a Toshav. Jew would never be accepted. And therefore, he only saw himself as a ger. That aspect within him, combined with the desire, that neshama within him that he doesn't even realize is within him, sparked a desire to come closer to Eretz Yisrael, not on a Torah level. Not on a Torah level. I readily admit that. Didn't matter. But that's why his hands sparked an idea that many non-religious Jews, people who seem to have nothing to do with Shemayim whatsoever, were given the tachlis to awaken the heart in all of Klal Yisrael. In all of Klal Yisrael to come closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu. V'im bezos lo tishmu v'halachta mima bekeri. You don't think that everything has a Yad Hashem in it? Every action, especially when you're talking about all of Klal Yisrael, you don't think there's a Yad Hashem? Do you think it's by accident that Yom Ha'atzmut and Yom Yerushalayim happened to fall in the time between Pesach and Shavuos? I don't think so. I think it's a message to us. It's a message to us about Klal Yisrael as a whole and as an individuals. And that is the idea of Bahar B'chukosai. We have of the Tochacha. The Tochacha, yes, is a patch. It's a patch that we're going to get. But a reminder of it, even in a patch, even of the hitting, even in the great, the difficulties that we're going through, and not to belittle it, Chas v'Shalom, that's different ideas. I'm just explaining one opinion of why, even in the Yisurim that we're going through, you should understand the Yisurim is from the Borei Olam, is from the Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's come from the Dei Bishta. Who is somehow trying to move us closer and closer. Ani l'dodi v'dodi li. Ani l'dodi v'olai chukaso. I'm here on top of you. I'm here with you. Imo anochi b'tzora. To bring you closer and closer to Avinu Shebashamayim. Good Shabbos.